Not all cities manage to land Olympic sporting events, but all cities do need to compete for tourists and business and, well, just to promote themselves as good places to live. The city of Detroit is battling to recover from decades of urban decay and reemerge as a world-class city. An economic recovery has been underway for several years, but now the recovery effort is in the hands of a new mayor, Kwame Kilpatrick. At 31 years old, he is the youngest mayor in the history of the city. But some wonder whether the first Gen X mayor is up to the task of taking on Detroit's long-standing problems. Craig Folley of member station WDET reports.
Kwame Kilpatrick, despite his age, has done quite a bit. He is the former Democratic leader in the Michigan House of Representatives. He has a teaching degree, a law degree, and was the captain of Florida A&M's football team. Kilpatrick also has strong political ties. His mother is Congresswoman Carolyn Cheeks Kilpatrick, and his father, Bernard, is the chief of staff of arguably the most powerful Democrat in Michigan politics. Kwame Kilpatrick says he is ready for the challenge of running one of America's largest cities.
It's now time to see where Detroit is going to go now. How are we going to redefine ourselves in this defining moment? And I think the age really helps me. It also gives me a different perspective. I'm a young man with a young family. I have young children. And I think that's the demographic that we need in the city of Detroit. I've been prepared for this position since I was born, and I'm ready to accept it.
His task is monumental. Detroit has often been called the poster child of urban decay. Classic 1920s and 30s skyscrapers sit abandoned in parts of the downtown area, with graffiti on the walls and wild gardens growing on the roofs. Many residential neighborhoods are strewn with vacant, weed-filled lots and makeshift dumping grounds. To top it off, the city has a $70 million deficit. Kilpatrick has promised quick action on Detroit's problems. He promised to fix broken streetlights and improve garbage pickup and snow removal. He promised to work on reducing crime and to improve the relationship between citizens and the police. And during his inauguration, he asked the citizens to do their part.
It's time for all of us to rise up in this city. It's time for all of us to rise up and begin our future right here, right now. God bless you and thank you.
Kilpatrick's energy and fiery personality were a turn-on to many voters. Detroit resident Tony Burkhart says that's exactly what appealed to him.
The choices were between an antique and a young, aggressive man, and I wanted the young, aggressive persona. I mean, obviously all his positions weren't perfect, but we need an aggressive butt-kicker to get in the city.
But that same aggressiveness is landing the mayor in some trouble. If his first 2 months on the job are any indication, delivering on his weighty campaign promises will be difficult. One of his first priorities has been the demolition of abandoned buildings, of which Detroit has thousands. Just 2 weeks ago, he promised to have 5,000 abandoned buildings near Detroit's schools torn down in time for the next school year. He quickly found out that was far too optimistic. A lack of money and manpower means the total will be more like 1,900. Critics claim this is proof that the mayor has unrealistic expectations of what he can really accomplish, at least in the short term. Like Thompson, a political science professor at Wayne State University in Detroit, says Kilpatrick will be under close scrutiny.
Kwame Kilpatrick faces some really substantial challenges because he does face a series of expectations that he will turn to neighborhood projects. Those expectations he helped to create.
Oh, definitely. Definitely call 911 and let them know what's going on, and they'll get a scout car. That is considered a high priority.
At the monthly meeting of the Corktown Citizens District Council, area residents gather to talk about problems facing their neighborhood, Detroit's oldest residential area. With its proximity to downtown, brick streets, and quaint row house architecture, Corktown is a prime candidate for economic boom, if the city prospers. The area has recently begun to attract young residents. This is the prime goal of the Kilpatrick administration. At the meeting, there is cautious optimism about the new mayor's ability to see the revival to its completion. Jason Gregg moved to Corktown from the suburbs 1 year ago.
I think it's just a wait and see. You know, he's made some good promises. I think the city's on the right move. I just hope he follows up with that. My hope is that he goes out to the suburbs and see what the people in the suburbs want to see in this city.
The factor that may determine the success or failure of Mayor Kilpatrick is something he has very little control over, and that is the suburbs and their perception of the job he is doing. Kilpatrick hopes his youthful enthusiasm for Detroit will lure more young people out of the suburbs and back to the city that in many cases was left for dead by their parents just one generation before. For NPR News, I'm Craig Folley in Detroit.